Well, I got the emergency message this morning. No Kelvin. He's busy off doing something. He works at a pretty busy place. The university keeps him hopping, so no telling what he's doing. Monday, we might find out. He'll be able to share Monday, let's hope, with what's had him called away. But there won't be a good morning, Kelvin. Good morning, guy, in this morning's show. So the 2016 October 6th episode of the Geyer Cook Report B2B Thursday will be just me. There's no Kelvin here. And so this morning, well, actually last night when I worked on the notes, takes up a lot of my afternoon and evening. I was checking into B2B and transparency, and I said, well, wait a minute, I'm doing that. And in fact, we are. The Geyer Cook Report, in the show notes on that website, you'll see a tab in the browser. And the show notes won't look like this. This is a temporary theme I had to put in place because of some technical issues. The Geyer Cook Report questions, you go to this tab, and it's going to be in the menu right there. Look for the Geyer Cook Report questions. And it's a list of 27 questions that you pick five of, right? Like, let's say that you pick the first five. What are you most passionate about? What do you like to do? What's the best thing happening to you today, etc. Okay? And fill those out and email it back to me through the contact link there in the top of the page. And then we'll set up your interview to do a future show on the Geyer Cook Report. And somebody asked me, they said, well, how are you going to distribute that? When I answer those five questions, who's going to know that I did? Well, the first rung of the ladder, besides your being able to redistribute it, the answers, is this network here, the Geyer Cook Social URL Network. I've got 20 links, and you'll recognize a lot of the names here, WordPress, Twitter, Facebook, etc. And I redistribute that through all of these places, okay? Because I have control of all of these places. And that'll give you at least a little bit of a jump on, oh, every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. I love that saying. Anyway, the social network will get the questions out there and get you started. Now, back in the ranch, as they say, so we looked at the five questions in the show notes. We'll go back in the show notes. Sorry about that. The next thing we talked about was font sizes for mobile. And in looking at font sizes, I found a way to test if your site's mobile ready that I like really well. And it's this link right here. You can see it in the notes. Barry.com/mobile, and it looks like this. It'll test your search engine optimization, your speed, and your mobile, but I'm just doing mobile SEO right now. And so I just put GeyerCook.com. That's the same link that I had for Ashfish, I think, maybe more. And it comes back and evaluates what's right and what's not right. You'll notice that the mobile speed that I have is 72 out of 100. So there's some tweaks that can happen, okay? Do I have Google access? Yes. Now, remember what I said about speed? This tells you there are browser caching issues. So my browser right here in Linux isn't doing its job correctly. There's an image that's not optimized. And so by doing these orange things in the report, I can make a better representation of the brand by fixing those, okay? So give that one a look. There's all of the quick overview of the things. You can just go up here in the top, type in the URL, and we'll pick on FireTalk, okay? FireTalk.com, and then click text. And this is about how long you have to wait, just a few seconds. And the hourglass goes round and round, and it comes back mobile friendly. It gets a score of 100. Mobile speed, 36. So the dynamic delivery is causing it to be a bit slow. And we go down here to the browser caching issues. And it says that the compression is not enabled, the JavaScript is not minified, etc. So there's some tweaks, and I'm sure the competent engineers at FireTalk are aware of this and they'll know what to do. And then it gives you the other information down here, like what server platform is it on, the content length, etc., etc. So again, we'll look back in the show notes. The link is right there, vary.com, WAC Mobile, and it'll take you to that setup, and then you can test your pages there. So let's stop sharing and start talking. And this screen, which is the FireTalk screen I normally have available on the desktop as an admin, you can see your setup over here on the left, the panel that you're talking with on camera right here, and the chat screen over on the right. Now, when I maximize this so that I can have that full picture, like when Kelvin and I are here, this is what happens. And you no longer see the chat and the panel on the left and so forth. You can only just see this picture right here, this thing. Now, because of Fraser Ramsey's great idea due to the Cook Report, which we made even better by changing the name to the Geyer Cook Report, we come up really well in the search results. And so on that note, big shout out thanks to Fraser Ramsey, who's on his last few days of holiday. I think tomorrow's his last day and then he's back to work Monday. A thank you to Eileen Smith, who from Basic Blog Tips did a video some months ago, close to a year ago now, I think. And I said, what screen recorder was that? That's really nice. And Screencast-O-Matic. So guess what we're recording with? That's right. Screencast-O-Matic gives us a video that we can then upload to YouTube, but we can also put it right into the show notes website. So you'll notice in a couple hours from now, there'll be a link. It's going to be a little bit longer today because of that instance of the technical difficulties I had with the theme. So I've got to touch and tweak the links and so forth. But if you go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, like forever, for always, you'll get the audio, okay? And it's going to be available on iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker and all the usual suspects. Thank you so much for that. Thanks to YouTube for the space they give us. And on that note, I'll kind of glance my eyes over to the left, and I'll say those three magic words that end every show. Kelvin, we miss you. No, that's not the three magic words. It's a wrap.